From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. TV network says an Egyptian airline has found the wreckage of a passenger plane that went missing over the Mediterranean Sea on a flight from Paris to Cairo. CNN quoted EgyptAir's vice president on Thursday as confirming the discovery of the wreckage. Egypt's aviation minister says the early Thursday crash of the Airbus plane was more likely caused by a terrorist attack than by a technical failure. It had 66 people on board. Journalist Edward Uranian in Cairo says Egyptian authorities are concerned about how the crash will affect tourism to the country.
What the retired Egyptian officials have been trying to say in private is that they're worried that another air mishap is likely to further impact the tourism sector, which has already been negatively impacted by a crash, the crash of the Russian passenger jet over the Sinai last October, and of the hijacking of an Egypt Air domestic flight to Cyprus last March, in addition to two separate attacks on tourists in Luxor and Hurghada, which are major tourist destinations in addition to Sharm el-Sheikh.
An Egyptian official said France would be held responsible for any security lapse if terrorism is confirmed to be the cause of the crash. A Nigerian schoolgirl rescued from 2 years of captivity with Boko Haram Islamist militants has met Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari in Abuja. Amina Ali Darsha Nkeki was flown into the Nigerian capital on Thursday from the northeast regional capital, Maiduguri. She wore a veil and multicolored dress as she met in Buhari's office. This is VOA.